Novo's. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. We are back and ready to go. Stephen, how are you this morning?
I am flying, mate. Feeling so good. How about you?
Oh, brilliant. Good weekend. Went and stayed with some friends down in Sydney. And they've got this little Italian greyhound dog. Right, and it's got this like its little bed under the stairs, and I was like, why does it keep like running off? Because we're having like drinks and a few, you know, canapes and stuff, just hanging out in the kitchen. Why does it keep running off to its bed just randomly? Oh, it's going to hang out with its monkey. I was like, what do you mean hang out with its monkey? Right, it's got this big monkey toy,
like a plush toy.
Yeah, and it just goes in there and humps it under the stairs at random. It's just like this randy little dog. I'm like, for what reason? I don't know. It just loves a monkey.
Oh, I hope you're not having your breakfast. Oh, dear. I was going to talk about my food adventure, but now
what
I don't know if I can stomach it.
Yeah, of course you can. Come on. It's innocent. It's a little dog. It's fine.
Siobhan and I made Gnocchi from scratch over the weekend.
Did you now?
Yeah, which is very exciting.
That'll
I've never done it
ages.
Before. So it only took us about an hour from where, hour and a half from where to go, probably.
That's not too bad.
That included making the sauce as well as the gnocchi. And yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah, right.
Really nice.
There we go. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
That's a wave.
You
good
weekend. Chipper.
Yeah. Well, do I? That's good.
It's like, the deception is successful. Not feeling it? You a bit tired this morning?
Yeah, I don't really know why, though. I didn't really do anything at all yesterday.
That's all right. It's just Monday. Monday.
It looked like you had a big competition on the weekend, though.
Yeah, that was Saturday. CrossFit Comp on Saturday.
It's always like 2 days after.
Today's not good.
Yeah, you'd be so sore. How'd you go in your little comp?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Are we detecting a gold medal?
Not a chance.
Next time. Next time. Keep building those strengths, I guess, is the technical term.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
I hope everyone managed to negotiate what was a pretty wild weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Charlestown Square twice, once on Friday, once on Sunday. It was a jungle.
Yeah.
An absolute jungle. Of course, Black Friday sales were on.
That's number one.
I guess Christmas shopping is the big, you know, dynamic duo at the moment.
And the third strike was like the unpredictability of the weather. So people are like, I'll just get the shopping done.
Well, you couldn't do much else, could
you?
That's
it. So between the three of those things, holy dooly. I'm surprised you survived, to be honest.
Well, if you are looking to do your Christmas shopping and, you know, a little bit easier, perhaps not so hectic, I think there are still Cyber Monday sales on today.
That's it.
It's probably the smart day to go today.
Yeah, well, look, everyone's still nursing their shopping hangover. That's the real serious players.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, those protesters who made the blockade of the Port of Newcastle over the weekend could be in some hot water.
Yeah, about 80 of them could be in hot water. So this protest on the weekend was by a group called Rising Tide, and they had been, like, liaising with police, told them what they wanted to do. It was all arranged. Police knew what was going on. But then, of course, yesterday they either stayed in the water or people went into the water after the agreed finish time of said protest, which was 4 p.m. yesterday. So police quickly scurried in and arrested about 80 people. People who are awaiting charges.
Did they have to?
They're out past curfew.
Yeah, they get in with their own boats, or were they bringing their own kayaks, or how does that even work?
I don't know. There were police boats. There was all sorts of stuff going on at the harbour yesterday. Like,
have you seen the footage yesterday of them like arresting that 95-year-old man?
Yes.
Oh, poor. He probably couldn't even paddle in quick enough. He's probably looked at his clock. God, oh no, it's 10 to 4. He's trying to paddle in real
one frail
old man.
I'm not gonna make it.
He's like paddle acting like two spoons on the end of a chopstick trying to get in.
Oh, it's so funny. The video footage is almost like the police are like, we don't want to arrest this man, but I think we have to. I think we do have to get him.
Oh, unlucky. Also also, switching gears a little bit, there's a search on for a man missing off Stockton Beach.
Yeah, so yesterday there was a bit of an incident at the beach about 3 o'clock where a group of people got into a bit of trouble out in the water. Emergency services got there. They managed to get 3 swimmers back to shore. One of those swimmers ended up being taken to hospital, but a 4th swimmer hasn't been found yet. Police were out there with surf lifesavers, the Westpac Rescue Helicopter, a whole host of emergency services and volunteer groups looking for this 4th swimmer. They searched until dark, then called it off, and they'll be back out on the water at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh dear, hope everything is okay.
Yeah, fingers crossed, good news early hours this morning. Yeah, hopefully we'll figure out.
All you can hope for at this point. Here's an opportunity, which is, I think, brilliant, right? So, and I didn't even know this job existed, but there's a Queensland brewery that's got up this, and I guess it's really just it's more of a gig job, right? For $1,000, right, you just go there for 4 hours and taste a few different beers and get free lunch.
Really?
Yep.
What, 4 hours?
Yep, $250 an hour they're offering to taste beers, but their only, I guess, requirement is that you need to be able to, and this is one of their words, tell the difference between, oh, that's an okay beer, and holy snakes, that's the beer of my dreams, right?
I can do that.
So can I think. I think a lot of people feel qualified for that. Plus, you also get all the, like, merch and kit. You get, like, vouchers to spend at their food later on and stuff, and you get to take home a carton of every single one of their beers.
Wow, this is a good job. And I would be worried if they were asking me to, you know, kind of, like, taste the certain notes hidden in there, and you know, oh, is this real hoppy or stuff? I wouldn't really know how to do that. But if all they're asking is
it great or is it awesome?
Yeah, is this good beer or is it a great beer? I'm more than capable of doing that.
And you know what? There's so many local breweries around Newcastle. Surely this job exists out there for, you know, those ones as well.
$250 an hour is outrageous, plus free beer.
Is that the dream job?
I think it is.
For a lot of people?
I think that is one you really brag about. Like, imagine you go into, like, a high school reunion or something, 40-year reunion. What do you do for a living these days?
Yeah.
Try beer.
Yeah. And
for $250 an hour, if you don't mind.
That is just crazy. I mean, you got Method, you got Shout, you got Foghorn. There's so many different breweries around Newcastle. If you could, I know it's only like gig economy work, but if you had like little contracts out for all of them, and the more you get, the more your resume grows, like surely you've got yourself a beer tasting career, which is the dream, really.
So when am I expecting your resignation, Creepo?
As soon as I can set up some of these gigs. It's outrageous. $250 an hour. Even I'm interested.
1, 2, 3. A new FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, back for another week. Give us a call. 4967-4105. We're going to play 3 of a Kind. Only local winners here.
Yes.
Cue your Monday blues, I suppose. And today, your prize has come in the form of, get a load of this, Crevo. You can get yourself some vouchers to spend however you want at Sherwood Coffee. Now, their newest best brew by locals for locals. And you can search Sherwood Coffee to download their app and get your first coffee for free with the code FIRST as well. So everyone's a winner here. You can get your first coffee for free. Plus, if you win 3 of a Kind, you get these vouchers. And everyone on air today in the draw for New FM's Not So Silent Night as well.
Oh, my God. Prizes on prizes. I'm looking at the Sherwood Coffee as well, and there's enough money here to get some food, like a lovely breakfast or something like that.
Sorry, I don't think I mentioned $60 voucher this is worth.
And I'm looking at the food, and oh, my God, there's this toasty, right, they have. It's got, like, feta, avocado, and it looks like so much bacon on there. It just looks amazing. Like, oh, I want this.
Avocado on toast. That's why I'll never afford a home.
No, it's better than that. There's more to it. I'll tell you what. You want to get your hands on these vouchers. Plus, you could be off to Not So Silent Night. Yes, please.
Winning on winning on winning for your Monday morning. So that number is 4967-4105. If you've never heard it before, I will give you a quick example.
Okay.
First two best of three. Your name is your buzzer. Creevo, if you were lucky enough to play today.
Yep, I'm ready.
I were to say to you, just off the top of my head, fork, knife, spoon.
Creevo.
Yeah, go on.
Are they cutlery?
Cutlery would be correct.
If you heard that and went, I know what cutlery is, you're qualified to play. Congratulations. Congratulations. 4967 4105. Get yourself a lovely breakfast coffee voucher. Plus, you could be off to Not So Silent Night as well. That's the money can't buy experience right there. Let's meet our contestants for this morning. We've got Jenny in Black Hill. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. You ready to play?
I am.
You sound ready. Good stuff.
All right, up against Jenny, our returning contestant. We head to Merriweather. Morning, Kian. How's your weekend?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, did you get up to much exciting?
I did, actually. I went to the beach and, yeah, I enjoyed the weather. It was good.
Oh, fantastic. Yesterday was a stunner, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Now, in and amongst all the beach trips, I'm sure you were practicing right throughout the weekend, doing your homework. So fingers crossed you can come out victorious today, Kian.
You got this.
Before we get into the... Yeah, come on. Before we get into the game, of course, the scoring system works first to two, best of three. Your name is your buzzer, so Kian, you want to test your buzzer for us first?
Kian.
Lovely. Jenny, you're next.
Jen.
Oh, Jen shortened it. That is cheeky. That is
very. Hey,
all fair in love and war.
Indeed, all fair in three of a kind.
All right, let's get into this. Best of luck to both our contestants this morning. First one I've got for you is OPSM, Bailey Nelson, Specsavers.
Yeah.
Kian was rapid there.
Where they sell glasses. Like, yeah.
Absolutely, that is correct.
One on
well
the board.
Done. Kian, first point of the day. All right, next one here. We've got crab, prawn, lobster.
Kian.
Oh, Kian, rapid.
Seafood.
Yeah, seafood? You know what? I'll take seafood.
She's gone and done it. Unbelievable.
Come on.
You know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well done, Kian. How does it feel to be a winner?
Oh, good, finally.
Superb work now.
It sounds like relief.
Jenny, as our runner-up from today, can we get you on tomorrow for another go?
I would love to. Thank
yes,
you.
Fantastic. We'll see you then. Simple as that. And only local winners here at New FM.
And I mentioned earlier, I tried to do some of my Christmas shopping throughout the weekend. Obviously, Black Friday sales were on. I went to Charlestown Square. It was
smart.
An absolute jungle. Well, I thought I was smart, trying to save money, but you got to deal with all these crowds. And it was an absolute nightmare.
Chaos, yeah.
Anyway, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, I've got a bit of a suggestion for you. Now, I've brought in Scott Chibufrapel, our favourite producer, because I've noticed that there is a bunch of, I guess, Christmas presents knocking about, which are Taylor Swift themed.
Sign me up.
Well, first question for you, Scott.
Yeah.
Is that the resale tickets came out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any luck?
Moving right along.
All right. No. We will move right along.
Another day of crying for me.
Okay. Well, we'll move swiftly on then. See what I did there.
Yeah,
and fingers crossed this will make you feel better, because I've been inundated in my feed. And the problem is I clicked one of them. So now they're like, I've got targeted advertising.
Yeah.
All these bits and bobs that you can buy, stocking stuffers, I suppose, which are Taylor Swift themed. I mean, there's the normal shirts and jackets, you know, keychains, tote bags. You can buy snow globes. There's even...
Snow globes.
I'd take that.
Yeah, there's Meet Me at Midnight slippers, which look pretty comfy as well. But this is just like the tip of the iceberg. Some of my favourites, which I've seen online, is this Life Lessons with Taylor Swift poster, which is essentially, right, it's like a poster you'd hang behind the door in your dunny.
Okay.
It's like it's kind of like a live, laugh, love style poster with various lessons learnt through T-Swift songs.
Oh, dear.
So, like,
number three
on there, for example, there's like 20 lessons or something on this poster. Number three is Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
Yeah, so all these kind of puns in and around Taylor Swift songs.
Mm.
So I thought that was quite exciting. Another one which I've kind of circled for you, if I get you in the work, Chrissy Kringle, Scott.
Here we go.
Is there's a pack of Taylor Swift croc charms, like the...
The giblets.
Yeah, the giblets.
Oh, I would take them. I am a croc guy through and through.
So, I think they're called... I think the giblets are like part of an uncooked chicken, aren't they?
Well, it's still... Giblets or something like that.
I'm not with the lingo either.
No, I think you're right.
You can get yourself a pack of all these various Taylor Swift-themed accessories to put in your crocs.
See, if there was a gibbet of the red scarf from All Too Well, I'd put it on my croc. Hey, if you know, you know.
Okay, well, I don't know. So,
I don't.
Hopefully that hits for someone who does know.
There'll be a few Taylor Swift fans out there going, oh my God, Scott, you're right.
I'm right.
Now, Taylor Swift as well is, of course, cashing in on this. Her website is filled on Christmas joy. She's gone, oh, you know what? I'm not letting everyone else get in on this money and I'm not getting any. So when you go on her website, she's got it like Christmas themed at the moment. So there's all like this snow falling down and stuff like this
brilliant.
On her website.
Yeah.
Now, as we update the website, there's like 30 minutes left on a Black Friday sale. And she's got all these like Christmas ornaments for your tree. There's like 20 different ornaments you can buy.
Has it got like her Swift face themed. On there and stuff?
No, no. I think they're references from songs or something
they
like that.
They definitely are.
Yeah.
They're
okay.
different
Look
eras,
how excited
if you
is.
Will.
Oh, hey. There you go. See, someone who's in the know. She's also got her very own like holidays at home gift guide. So she's cashing in on it as well.
Yeah.
And do you blame her? I would.
Nah, absolutely not.
Why let everyone else cash in? Taylor's version is about her getting money for the things that she commissions.
Well, speaking of Taylor's version, it sounds like the reputation Taylor's version, the next one, is on the way.
There you go. There's
big
a
if
tease.
True. Big if true.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And if you're out and about near the Charlestown Castle, of course, this is a bit of a PSA, a bit of a warning. Mm. It looks like the infamous turkeys are on the loose again.
this again.
And for those who are unaware, I'm terrified of turkeys.
Any kind of big bird, you're terrified.
And they're out here just terrorising me. It's basically like one big male and one big female turkey. I don't know what the official names are for them.
Yeah, turkey and turkelette or something.
But they belong to some house on Burwood Road.
Yeah,
they
right.
always get out, always. They're so infamous. They're out again. Put them in a cage or something, please. Oh, they just keep scaring me. So yeah. I'm always on the lookout for these turkeys. And if you are in the area, beware.
Be aware indeed. And a story from the last couple of days of a lady out at Seaham, right? Mm. She was doing some work on the ride-on lawnmower. There's a lot of sort of bigger properties out there. And she was going around. The first time, there was something she saw dropped on the ground, turned off the mower, and it's a bit of a, like, process. You got to turn it off, then got off the thing and, like, removed it from the grass so she didn't run over it. Then she was riding along and saw another bit of wire, like fencing wire, that was on the ground.
Oh, don't want to run over that.
Don't want it stuff up your lawnmower, right? Mm. So she, instead of turning it off and doing the whole process of shut down, turn it on, all that stuff, she just leaned down to pick it up and throw it out of the way.
Right, okay. Bit of a drive-by job.
Exactly. Unfortunately, at the moment that she leaned down to do that, the mower, like, sucked it into the blades and it cut off the top of her thumb.
Ah! I apologise if you're having your breakfast. That sounds disgusting.
Absolutely is. And this is, like, the sort of thing that happens with, I guess, machinery, that sort of thing. And what I thought we could do here is have you lost a digit? How did you do it? Or even the tip of it or something like that.
Surely it's not that common. I don't know if I know anyone who's lost a finger or a toe.
Well, you say that, but we have in and our midst, our very own Jess from the newsroom. Something has happened to your digit, yeah?
Like literally 12 months to the day I was chopping up spring onions. And we're using a rather large knife for said spring onions.
Sure.
And I don't know what I did. I don't know if I got distracted. I didn't think that I did, but I must have because I clean chopped off like the tip of my pointer finger. Like it took the nail, it took a chunk of skin, like clean off.
Oh, my God. And that's, like, pretty tough to get through a nail. You must have been chopping pretty ferociously.
Morgan also sharpens my knives, and he sharpens them too much for me because he knows that I can't handle it.
Well, you reckon you need, like, a kitty knife for safety
bite? Literally. I can't spring onions with scissors now, and my finger, like, it's grown back, but it's still got a bend and, like, numb on the end still. Like, I can't feel the end of my finger. It's weird.
I feel like the pain's almost worse with something like that because of the shock factor
indeed.
Of it all.
Indeed.
I didn't feel it for ages. It was more like the blood. Like, it just went everywhere.
Yuck.
It was so bad.
This is what I wanted to do here. 4967 4105. How did you, I guess, cut or cut off finger or toe? We'll take either, because these stories are out there. And the bit of here's a bit of fun. This lady, she's now known in her family as Nubby.
At least you got an affectionate nickname, I suppose.
Exactly.
All right, 4967405 is a magic number. So what are we chasing? Yeah. How have you lost a digit?
Yeah, pretty much. Or someone you know, family member, that sort of thing.
All right, if you trade in your story and trade in that pain...
Yeah.
What we can do is we can, you know, put you in the draw for New FM's Not So Silent Night. So this is going to Best Caller on Air today. And this is happening at Hunter Valley Gardens. It's their Christmas Light Spectacular. It's on now until January 28th. So you can get your tickets at huntervalleygardens.com.au. Or come with us. It's going to be a special night. You're going to get a feed, get to meet the big man as well, Santa. It's going to be lots of fun.
Let's go to Jasmine. Nicole, how'd you lose a digit?
Actually, it wasn't me. I was working in the kitchen years ago as an apprentice chef, and I had this real smart cookie that used to say, oh, look, you can do things like this. You have to be faster. You know, watch me. You don't even have to look what you're doing. Anyhow, he was chop, chop, chop next to me, and boom, two tips of his fingers come off.
Ah, oh, my God.
Yeah, we rang Triple O, and they told us that we had to freeze them so they could stitch them back on.
Oh, my God. What a cynical laugh.
Did they get them back on?
Yes, but they're all numb. You can't feel them now.
Oh, my God. I bet he's not so fast now with the chopping, eh?
No, I bet he's not.
Yeah, if you play silly games, sometimes you win silly prizes, don't you?
Indeed.
Outrageous. Let's go next to Raymond Terrace. Morning, Tash. How'd you lose a digit?
So, wasn't me. It was my dad.
Tommy Min.
Fixing up my nan's house to sell he was using an angle grinder with thongs on. Something had happened where he has dropped the angle grinder and it cut his toe off.
No.
Was he able to get it reattached or?
Yeah, so he was very lucky. It was just hanging there by skin. He cut through all the bone, the tendons, the nerves. hospital and... They managed to get it back on with a massive wire through his foot.
Oh, wow.
I can only apologise if you're eating your breakfast. And poor Tash's old man, every time he goes to the airport now.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
Through his toe. Beep, beep, beep. Here's another airport update. All right, let's go to Salamander Bay. Luke, how'd you lose a digit?
Me and my twin brother, we decided to try and help mum out cut some firewood one day.
Yeah.
And I decided I'd hold a bit of wood while my brother swung the axe.
No, you did not. Oh, yeah. Luke, how old were you when this incident occurred?
About four.
Well, that was obviously very foolish and probably should have been supervised a little bit better, I can only imagine.
Were you able to reattach it?
They put it back together, but, the thing doesn't work as well as it should.
Oh, well, you know what? 3 for 3 here, all reattached, which is, I guess, how they were able to phone us up this morning, using said reattached fingers.
UFM. Lenovo's. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. Lenovo's.
Oh, and here's a bit of a change for your feel-good Monday. Normally by 7 o'clock, we've got at least one traffic incident around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Yep.
And knock on wood, at the moment, she's all clear. Everyone, just shoot into work, school, whatever you got to do this morning.
Really?
Happy days. Get yourself a coffee on the way. You got time.
Well, it seems like there's been so many lane closures and stuff like that of late.
Don't say one lane.
So touch wood, fingers crossed, it stays all good. Christmas might be 4 weeks away to the day, right? But I've already had my Christmas this year. I'm speaking, of course, about an away day for the F3 Derby. So Saturday, because of the conditions at McDonald Jones, the conditions of the turf, that is, what was scheduled to be a home F3 Derby against Central Coast Mariners had to be moved to an away day, which meant we get to go in force and in numbers to Gosford and just cause an absolute ruckus. So I made the journey like many Novocastrians did, chanting and singing. You're full of excitement and full of life. We all ended up at the Gosford Hotel probably about 2 hours before kickoff.
Yeah.
And the fun police were out in force at the Gosford Hotel. Yeah.
What do you mean?
We do it every away day. They know we're coming there. And we, you know, like give up our share of money across the bar. You're always buying lunch and a few beers and having a good time.
Sure.
But they were like, oh, save all the singing for at the game. We're just trying to sing a couple songs.
Who's saying that?
Like the security at the venue, you know, bartenders and I don't know.
What, like do they not like bouncers? Money in Gosford? It's a different vibe down there.
I don't know. Yeah, like surely they understand that with the incredible money that's coming across the bar also comes, there's going to be a few people who are harmlessly singing. You know,
and what's wrong with that?
We've overtaken the sports bar anyway. It's all full of, you know, Jets supporters. So there's no one in there who it's being directly affected by.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're out in force. But anyway, it was just so interesting to see on a day like that in particular how sports unites a whole town.
Yeah.
Like we did our march from the Gosford Hotel to the game, the Gosford Stadium. And, you know, like there's flares going, people singing and chanting. We're blocking up the traffic. And arm in arm, there's like kids in like balaclavas next to like people in business attire, like gentlemen in business attire, all singing the same songs for the same cause.
It's Newcastle getting together and supporting our team at a reasonable distance drive away / train trip away.
Yeah, well, it's funny you speak of the train trip because unfortunately the result didn't go our way.
Oh, no.
And it was a bit wet, you know, there was rain knocking about and that didn't stop, you know, the support. People stuck around in the rain to enjoy it. But when you're wet and miserable, you've just lost the game. I'm telling you now, the train trip home felt three times longer than the train trip there.
Very somber, was it?
So somber. And I guess people are like sobering up a little bit. Yeah. They're also sitting in their wet clothes and it's getting late by this start time. You know, people get ready for bed or, yeah, it was the trip home.
It was a tough one.
It was so rough. The trip there, like I said, full of enthusiasm and life and excitement.
And all of the possibilities that are ahead of schooners and, you know, a winning game.
Yeah, the trip home was, I guess, a trip back to reality, which hurt a little bit, but it always is such a fun day. And I can't wait to. I think our next one's like an April, our away day for SF3 Derby. Can't wait for it.
A bit of an issue I've got in the kitchen. Basically, it's certain foods that feel like they're easy to do, but then they trick you and they deceive you with their difficulty.
Well, the food's not deceiving you, Cremo. It's not delicious.
I beg to differ, right?
Okay.
So this all started because we're having that old classic chat in the kitchen. Oh, what do I want for dinner tomorrow or whatever? We're like, oh, let's do the Vietnamese make-your-own spring rolls, you know, where you cut up all the bits and bobs on the table and then you put them in the little wrapper things, roll it up. It's, you know, and you can sort of custom make it then. So everyone's happy they get exactly what they want.
Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, it feels like, and I don't know why, but it feels like this is an easy food to do. Because in your mind, you just put the few things in, roll it up.
Yeah.
What you don't realise is it takes over an hour to get everything ready. Because first of all, you got to make like the mince, which has, you know, all the bits and like herbs and
seasoning
stuff cut up,
seasoning. Yeah.
You got to make that. You got to like cut up all the veg, and there's so many. You got carrots. You got all the herbs and everything as well. You know, your coriander, that sort of thing, cucumber. And suddenly you realise you spent over an hour just cutting and prepping things and putting them into tiny bowls, and then taking them over to the table. At this point, you think, fine. Finally, I can relax. But then you realise you haven't even made your dinner yet. All you've done is put things in tiny bowls, and then you've got to make everything on top of that.
Do you think this devious nature is a hangover from when you're a kid? And for example, like we used to have Mexican night all the time. You think, wow, that's so easy, but mum's done all the work. Or mum and dad have done all the work when you're a kid.
Correct.
It's all sitting on the table. You're like, oh yeah, a bit of mince in here, a bit of salsa, no drama, a bit of tomato. Yeah, you think, wow, this is an easy dinner. Well, they complain about cooking all the time.
So easy, but it isn't. That's the thing. Mexican's the other one that's like that, you know, tacos or burritos or whatever. You got 99 bowls, and then you still got to clean them.
Clean up after.
Oh my God, the cleanup's epic because it doesn't even fit in the dishwasher. Like, that's how many bits and bobs you got hanging around.
It's timely that you've mentioned that today because we're doing some vlaki tonight, and in my mind, I'm going, this is real easy. Bit of meat, bit of salad, all in a roll, and a bit of bread. Maybe now I've got to reconsider and make something actually easier.
Well, that's a good... That's exactly the same issue. Basically, if it's scoop different foods into other foods on the table, avoid when it comes to dinner time if you want an easy one, because it is not easy. It tricks you. It lulls you into a false sense of security. Okay. Anyway, rant's over. Just avoid those ones if you want a simple dinner for your Monday.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Cool new bar has opened up, actually, on Hunter Street. I'm keen to try this out. I don't even really know what this means, but it's a Palm Springs vibe, which is like sort of like your mid-century cool desert sort of, you know, LA vibes a little bit. Looks really cool.
Yeah, right.
Just on Hunter Street, it's called Charlie's Rooftop. It's where the old Rum Diaries was.
Oh, is Rum Diaries closed? I didn't even know that.
It's now this, Charlie's Rooftop. Oh, my God, the food looks amazing.
That's a great venue.
Yeah, really cool, right? So I'm keen to check this out in the next couple of weeks. I'll give you the full report soon, don't you worry.
And, Jess, if you're not too busy in the newsroom, I want you to come in on this one. I've got information. Crevo, you need to listen to this as well.
I'm
ready. Might affect both your relationships, your romantic relationships, right? Because a survey of 1,000 men done by Pebble Gray has revealed that men spend 7 hours every year hiding in the dunny, in the bathroom.
Not shocked.
Now, apparently they do this too, and this is a quote, so don't come at me. Escape nagging partners and noisy children. The survey also highlighted chore avoidance and uninterrupted phone time as other major motives for hiding in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Now, Jess, you say not surprised. Is your partner, Morgan, guilty of this?
100%. Like... He will get up for his morning toileting.
Yes.
And he'll be gone for so long. I might be cooking dinner and he's disappeared. I'm like, where did he go? Walk down the other end of the house. Oh, there you are. Of course, you're on the toilet on TikTok. Like, he must spend sometimes up to half an hour, up to 45 minutes on the loo.
And here's a guess. He comes out just as the dinner's ready.
Of course he does. Yeah. Times it perfectly.
I am also a bed for when we start the washing up. All of a sudden need to go to the tummy.
Of course you do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta work smarter, not harder, don't you?
And you sound like Morgan.
I've said on the show before as well, every time I have to go to the toilet, doesn't matter, you know, ones or twos, always sit down. That's TikTok time. That is time where you get to enjoy, you know, you can escape from the real world for half hour and just, you know, get lost in your phone.
You could do that anywhere.
Nah, it's different.
Anywhere.
I'm telling you now, Jess, it's different.
Ugh.
Who's the bandit in your relationship, Crevo?
Like, for chore avoidance via that technique? Definitely me.
Oh, Crevo, I thought better of you.
The other day, there was like, Emmy started cooking dinner, my wife Emmy, and I was like, you know what, I bet about three quarters of the way through, there's going to be a few little chores in there for me, you know, like go out to the garden, get some herbs, or cut up this onion or whatever. I was like, nah, you know what, I reckon I can escape all of this right now. Off I went, and I came back there, oh, dinner's ready. I was like, oh, is it? Yeah, perfect time. I just knew I could get out of it if I wilied my way through it.
Unbelievable.
Now, this survey is throwing men under the bus, but I think it's exclusively men. Because I think females are just as bad. I know my partner Siobhan sometimes just needs to get away from me. So she decides the toilet's the best place to do it. She can escape. There's a lock on the door, you know.
It's the one room in the house with a lock on the door.
So this is what I want to do. A bit of fun for your Monday. Cure your Monday blues, if you will. 4967-4105. Toilet hiding bandits. Are you one? Do you live with one? Dob someone in. And, of course, for, I guess, getting them on the air. You're in the draw for tickets to New FM's Not So Silent Night.
Now, this is awesome. You go out to Hunter Valley Gardens. You got the food. You've got a visit from Santa as well. There's music. And then we go over to the Christmas Light Spectacular at Hunter Valley Gardens, which is awesome. For free. Now, this is an amazing prize, a family pass, 4 tickets, and you can't buy these. You can only win them here at New FM.
All right, dob in a toilet hiding bandit, 4967-4105, and just loudly as well, I think 7 hours for some people out there, conservative estimate. I reckon some are doing a lot more time on the dunny than that. Let's go to Madawi first. Morning, Gabby. Who's the toilet hiding bandit in your life?
Good morning, guys. I think it might have been my brother, actually, who originated this about 20 years ago.
He was the first, the pioneer.
The OG, you reckon?
I absolutely reckon. It was like clockwork. We only had one chore growing up as kids, and it was to set the table every day. Mm-hmm. And he had this sort of sixth sense that dinner's nearly ready. He'd be darting straight into that toilet for half an hour every single day.
So cheeky. So cheeky. You know what? You got to work smarter, not harder in this world, don't you? Dog eat dog out there.
Indeed. To Rankin Park next. Amanda, who's the toilet hiding bandit in your life?
Myself.
Dobbing yourself. What are you doing it to? What's your motivation behind this hiding?
Oh, a bit of free time and I can watch an episode of the reels of Law and Order uninterrupted.
Oh, fantastic. Funny I'm playing this sound then.
Amanda is right, though. It is a sanctuary. The one room, like you said earlier, Grimmer, the one room in the house with a lock on it, no one can get to you. You're safe in there.
I feel like in the past, a lot more like bedroom doors had locks in them than they do now.
Yeah, not many these days, hey.
Well, there's one room left. All right, to Cardiff next. Kathleen, who's the toilet hiding bandit in your life?
It's definitely my husband.
Uh-oh. Yeah, tell us, what's he doing? What's he getting out of?
Pretty much anything.
You name a chore, he's escaping, is it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. My son needs his nappy changed. Oh, actually, I've got to go to the toilet.
Classic.
Like dishes and stuff as well?
Yeah, dishes. Just leave the washing there. I'll hang it out. I just got to go to the toilet quickly.
He knows sitting there in a pile will frustrate you. And if it's there long enough, you'll do it in the end anyway.
Yeah, no, it's definitely the tactic.
He's got you all figured out.
The problem with this as well is it is first in best dress because you can't both be sitting in the dunny. Nothing will happen. Exactly. So
no jobs get done ever.
It is the quick or the dead.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
All right, the future of the Barbie movie hangs in the balance and Scott is going to place the final weight on the scale to decide what's happening, yeah?
Look, if it was up to me, every movie would be a Barbie movie. You loved it, didn't you? Look, if you're those that haven't seen it, it's not a kids' movie. Not at all. It is a political movie. And at first when I watched it, I was like, I don't know, I kind of expected fun and laughter and stuff. And then you got to leave there going,
is it a bit in your face?
Yeah, really, really in your face. Okay, but the more you sit on it, the more I liked it. The more I saw TikToks, the more I discussed it. I'm like, It grew on me a lot. So I would love to see more Barbie movies. But unfortunately, it's looking like it's not going to happen.
No. I would have bet a lot of money there'd be a Barbie movie too, based on the success.
Well, just financially, it makes sense to have another one, right?
Yeah, almost $1.5 billion at the box office for the first Barbie movie. Margot Robbie's come out saying, quote unquote, I think we put everything into this one. We didn't build it to be a trilogy or something. Greta Gerwig, the director, put everything into this movie. I can't imagine what would be next.
You know what? I can imagine what would be next. Barbie movie 2. And I think that, like, you can put anything in there and people will buy tickets.
Yes, absolutely. Like, it would be a smash at the box office, but also you're creating a legacy. And there's so many movies. Off the top of my head, The Matrix. If you had left The Matrix as number one, happy days, happy days. And then there are series like John Wick that you need more because I just loved it. I love John Wick.
I mean, speaking of movies, when I have one sequel too many, Fast and Furious have about 8 sequels too many, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Controversial opinion, Shrek should have ended after number 2.
Yeah, you say this all the time. Shrek 5's coming out next year, I think. I'm very excited for it.
Oh, okay. We're on different ships on that one. So Barbie doesn't look like it's happening. Something that is happening, though, which would be pretty exciting, J-Lo bringing out new music.
Really?
Yes.
Now, she's obviously got the financial problems, so maybe she wants to sort that out, right?
Get a couple of dollars behind her and Batfleck, Ben Affleck, together again.
Right.
So the new record is going to be called This Is Me... Now, which is a sequel to her 2002 record, This Is Me... Then. So the old record is...
It goes then, then now, right.
The old one was about her love for Ben Affleck then. Then they went through all the turmoil. They've come out the other side. Their relationship's stronger than ever. So she's making another album about him.
Wow.
I don't know.
Look, all I'll say is, when it comes to music, generally, I feel like she knows what she's doing.
Well, if they have, like, story arc this and plan this 20 years in the making, that is marketing genius.
100%. 100%.
That's up there with the smokeless fire. I mean, yeah, Snoop Dogg. That's pretty good.
Yeah, 9 studio albums. Spanning a 20-year career, she's still in the headlines. Full credit to her.
Indeed, indeed. And over in Perth, outside in like the Margaret River and stuff, they've started this new technique of getting rid of snails in the vineyards.
Is this a problem, is it?
Massive problem. In fact, they usually have to put out a lot of those baits, like poisoning them, which is, you know, it's not ideal because you're putting that like pretty toxic poison into the environment. Then birds might eat the dead snails and, you know, it's not ideal for the whole ecosystem. So what they're doing now is this new technique where they send out a little team of ducks, right?
Which what do you mean?
Well, so essentially they gather up like a group of ducks and in the morning, like at night, they keep them in a cage where they're safe and sound from the foxes
like
or whatever.
Like a pen or something. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then in the morning, they like herd them out towards the vineyard and they walk up and down the like lines of vines and just yum, 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 chomping up all the snails, right? They got this idea originally from South Africa where on the big like massive vineyards there, they send out teams of up to 1,000 ducks.
Really?
Out, they just release them in the morning and they cover the entire vineyard, just eating every snail in sight and just keeping it all under control. They don't have to pay for like poison and the snail, it's even better than poison in getting rid of all the ducks, all the snails. So what I'm suggesting is vineyards out in the Hunter Valley, if you're finding like your snail baiting program's quite expensive, why not like employ a team of ducks?
That's so funny. Like, what, 1,000 ducks on the payroll? That's so funny. Yeah. I love it. That's so good.
And the best part about it, like, ducks are funny animals as well. Like,
they walk funny, don't they? They waddle.
And the way they look at you as well, they always like turn their head so they're looking at you with one eye and just look up at you. Like, what do you got going on there? You got any snails for me? That sort of stuff.
So is there someone walking these ducks, like on a leash or herding them, or do they just kind of like free roam through the vineyards?
There's a way you can like sort of, you don't, not a leash, but you can have like a stick and they sort of follow the stick. You can train them follow the stick, yeah, and they follow you out like you're sort of a pan piper of ducks and they all go out for their daily snail treats. And here's the amazing thing, right, because they're eating all these snails and whatnot, you don't have to spend a lot of money on the food. You can, you know, have some of the ducks as well as like a poultry sort of crop as well as part of your farm, and happy days, you know, killing two birds with one stone.
Now, I haven't heard of this being done in the Hunter yet. Maybe it has. I don't know.
Who knows? I haven't seen it. Yeah, it's
but
pretty new.
If there's room in the market for it, that could be your little quirky thing, because there's so many beautiful scenic like vineyards and wineries in the Hunter.
Stunning.
It's hard to stand out, right?
Yeah, they're all got great wines.
If you're the one with the ducks and, you know, they're friendly and they're tame and the kids can go up and pat them and stuff like that.
Stand there for a photo.
I reckon that's a way to, like, make yourself, like I said, stand out and therefore bring more business in. You kill it, two birds, one stone. You're getting rid of your snail problem and you're bringing in more business.
And you got cute ducks. What more do you want in life?
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And just a PSA, when I was on my way to work this morning, I was going through that roundabout in Jesmond, in Newcastle and in City Bypass.
Yeah, where they're doing all the work at the moment.
Yeah, heaps of work. So they've got, at the moment, overnight lane closures. So it's already backed up at like 4:30 this morning.
Yeah.
I think it's had a bit of a flow-on effect. So it looks like traffic's backing up a fair bit. 40 km/h speed limit's still in place as well. Just allow yourself an extra 10 or something like that through that region. I mean, you will get through. It looks like it clears up pretty much as soon as you get past that roundabout. But yeah, allow yourself an extra 10. You'll be sweet. No dramas.
Easy as.
And I need to bring Jess in from the newsroom because I've got a little bit of a bone to pick with you, Jess.
I don't know if I want to be here.
You have to be here. So last week, you and I went to the boxing, right? Which was phenomenal. Newcastle Entertainment Centre, we were there for the Nikita Zoo fight. And, you know, like, No Limit Boxing put on a great show, no doubt. They had, like, the ring girls and the DJ was blaring. And MC had the people, you know, the crowd hyped. It was really a fun night. But something
happened.
But something happened leading up to the fight
which I guess it just didn't sit with me right. And I've stewed over it over the weekend. I've let it marinate. And after some consultation, I guess, with close family and friends, I feel like the only way to move forward in our relationship is to address it and air my grievances, right?
I love that we're in a job where you get to air your grievances with another person on air for everyone to hear. This is great.
Yeah, and I guess ambush you a little bit because you have no idea what's going on.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
I hold all the cards here. So you message me a couple hours leading up to the fight and invited me to come. You're like, hey, we've managed to nab a couple media passes through work. Would you like to come? I've got a spare one. And I was like, you know, oh, are you sure, Jess? You know, like, I know, you know, your partner enjoys the boxing. Would he like to go? Don't feel like you have to invite me. I'd love to go, but don't feel like you have to invite me. And then you replied, Jess, well, Morgan, your partner, is working and no one else wants it. So you just have to put up with my company. How far down the list was I, Jess, before I got a message?
Also, I didn't get invited. Now, would I have gone? Absolutely not. But, you know, it would have been all right to be included in anyone else.
How many people is no one else wanted it, Jess? How far was I down the list?
Well, no one else in the newsroom wanted to go.
All right.
So that puts me at least five or six down.
Yep.
Oh, dearie me.
Bad because then I thought maybe I should have put it in our group chat because I know Crevo wouldn't have wanted to go, but maybe Scott would have wanted to go. And then I felt bad because I didn't ask Scott. And then it was too late because I'd already messaged you. So that means Scott was even further down the list. And I'm digging myself into a hole.
Deeper and deeper.
The problem with this is, surely, Jess, you're a reputable journalist. You switched on. You got to be smart enough to lie to me. You got to be, Stephen, you're my first choice, you know? Yeah. Why would you say no one else wants to go? Surely you could have just been like, well, there's no one else I'd rather spend an evening at the boxing with than you, Stephen.
I really didn't think before I typed.
Yeah, well. Obviously not.
Know how to make a man feel special.
I'm really sorry.
That's all right.
I love spending time with you at boxing. I did.
There you go.
And I with you, and you are forgiven because you did give me a free ticket. But moving forward, let's you know, push me up the pecking order just a little bit, hey,
You're
Jess?
Officially up the pecking order.
Now second from the bottom. Take it.
Only in front of you, Cremo.
That is us mostly done for today. Later on this afternoon, I've got to go off for the dreaded dental cleanup.
Oh, no.
Oh, and the drills and all that sort of stuff. I hate it, but it's got to be done. Oh,
I'm scared of the dentist. Yeah. I haven't been since high school.
Well, you probably should go at some point.
Probably well overdue because I like to indulge. Speaking of which, we've rolled the wheel of cuisine, my partner Siobhan and I. This is what we're doing to make sure we try a different country's cuisine every week.
I love this. It's so fun.
We've got Greek food this week. So off to the shops to get some lamb and bits and bobs, make some tzatziki sauce, make some vlakis tonight, I think. So
make sure you get some halloumi in at some point during the week.
Yeah?
Because that's one of the... You get a bit of halloumi in the pan, bit of like olive oil, some lemon, and your fresh-cut parsley. Happy days.
That sounds like a winner. And speaking of which, it's only local winners here on New FM.
That's right.
We've got Caller of the Day to announce, which is, of course, a family pass to New FM's Not So Silent Night. I reckon you can go to Luke in Salamander Bay. We were talking earlier today about how you lost a digit.
Yeah.
And his brother chopped off his finger with an axe.
Less than ideal. They were kids, by the way. Just filling in that detail. So congratulations.
Not malicious at all either. An accident.
Yeah, cutting up wood or something. Exactly. Well done to Luke. Now, if you're wanting to get off to our Not So Silent Night, there are more tickets to give away today. So make sure you keep it locked and local here on New FM because it's only local winners.
And we'll have more passes tomorrow.
Yes. See you then.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to The Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.